mysterious ratio known since antiquity and rooted in nature, is used to create music quite unnatural that would not be possible without the precision of computer synthesis of sound. Both the structure of the sounds themselves, inharmonic but orderly, and the division of the pitch space through which they are revealed are determined by the golden section. The Institut de Recherche et Coordination Acoustique Musique, known as IRCAM, conceived and directed by Pierre Boulez, opened in 1975 as part of the Centre Georges Pompidou in Paris. I received from IRCAM a commission for the Institute's first major concert series, Perspectives of the 20th Century, given in Paris in 1977-78 by Luciano Berio, director of IRCAM's Department of Electroacoustic Music. Following 5 years of planning, STREA was realized during the summer and autumn of 1977 at Stanford University's Center for Computer Research in Music and Acoustics, known as CRMA, or CCRMA. Computer music at Stanford began in 1964 and shared a computer system with the Artificial Intelligence Laboratory, directed by John McCarthy and Les Ernest. STREA was premiered the 13th of October, 1977, the Grand Salle of the Centre Georges Pompidou. The work is based on the unique possibilities of computer synthesis of precise control over the spectral components or partials of a sound. In most of the music we hear, the pitch space is divided into octaves, intervals based upon powers of two, as shown here, where 27.5 Hz is the reference frequency. Each octave is further divided into scales. In most modern Western music, there are 12 equal divisions, forming the chromatic scale from which the major and minor scales and the modes are formed. The sounds of most musical instruments are composed of tones, whose partials are in the harmonic series. Tones that sound together at certain intervals can have harmonics that fall at the same frequencies or close to the same frequencies. We hear two tones at the interval of an octave and a fifth. In this case, all of the harmonics of the second tone belong to the same set of harmonics as the first tone. Much of the richness of Western harmony is based upon the tension and resolution that results from the acoustic interaction of the harmonic partials of the musical instruments and the scale tones from which the harmonies are formed. In STREA, the division of the frequency space is based on the golden section, a ratio of 5. The golden section, which was known in antiquity and is found widely in nature and human constructions. The golden section is closely related to the Fibonacci sequence. Any number of the Fibonacci sequence is equal to the sum of the previous two numbers. For example, the number 21 is formed by the sum of 8 and 13. A ratio formed of any two adjacent Fibonacci numbers is an approximation of 5, as 89 and 55 equal 1.618. An interesting and related attribute of the golden ratio is that 5 to the n plus 1 is equal to 5 to the n plus 5 to the n minus 1. In STREA, powers of 5 are used as the basis of the major divisions of the pitch space, with 1,000 Hz as the reference frequency rather than 27.5 Hz. The pseudo-octaves are further divided into 9 equal divisions. Phi is also used to determine the relationships between the inharmonic spectral components. In FM synthesis, ratios of the carrier and modulating frequencies that are powers of phi yield frequency components, 4 of which are also powers of phi. Both the pitch space division and the inharmonic partials are based upon phi. tones at an interval of a pseudo-octave have inharmonic partials that have common frequencies. We now hear these sounds not in their raw form, but as they are worked out and composed in stria, projected at distances in a large reverberant space. This unusual application of the open section file yields a certain transparency and order in what would normally be considered clamorous sounds. The composition of the work was dependent upon computer program procedures, specially written to realize the complementary relationship between pitch space and spectral space. Stria is composed of a number of overlapping sections. A section consists of overlapping events, with five shown here. Each event is then made up of a number of elements. An element is synthesized using FM synthesis such that the modulation index progresses from zero to a small value, for example 2, and finally back to zero. The effect is one of unfolding spectral complexity as shown. First the carrier, followed by the sidebands. The first order sideband components, the second order sideband components, the third, and the fourth. Now heard in this example. In addition, the procedures can be recursive, allowing musical events which they describe to include themselves in compressed form, as in the fractal geometries of Mandelbrot. We see nine elements in the second event of this section, and then the self-similar embedded event shown in white. Such recursion is used to create enormous acoustic mass at the climax of the composition, as we hear in this section, which leads to the major division of stria. The unfolding elements shown are a simple approximation the sounds that we hear. From the beginning, Striya softly unfolds element by element, overlapping such the inharmonic partials create varying spectral densities ordered by ratios of the golden section in both time and frequency. The end of the composition is the inverse of the beginning, becoming ever less complex until it ends with a fading pure tone. Finally, to end this presentation, we hear the beginning of Striya as presented with a visual abstraction of its unfolding in a three-dimensional space, projecting pitch, loudness, and time.